You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Creative Messiah is back. Back with the dog and back with our guest.
Yes, I am.
Today on Who Arted, we have Mary McGregor Reid, who is a recent master's graduate. We loved her show at the graduate show that we went and saw. She was my favourite.
She was definitely one of our picks. Yeah, really, pick of the grads.
Really beautiful stuff. And Mary is already exhibiting her work offshore, currently showing at the Burati Gallery in Perth. She's in studio this morning to talk to us about her stunning work and the whys and hows behind it all.
Yay! Actually, right.
Amy, Mary, good morning. Take it away.
Good morning, Mary. So, to describe your work, the one that you had at your grad show, Al Debo, which I saw there, which was one of my favourites of the evening, is it's stunning. It's semantic in layout with a central triptych of LCD screens and projections, which are flanked on adjacent walls by supporting screens or hosting similar antiquitous scenes of symbolic, seemingly religious figures, some hailing geometric oscillating orbs, all posed with intent, flooded with the purity of white light in a way that only an LCD screen can. Imagery-wise, in the central triptych, we have the video, well, the title of the whole work actually, but the piece Al Debo, which consists of a central Madonna figure, or Madonna-like figure, dressed in white, wearing a geometric crown, with her arms open and palms facing outwards to receive the semi-coagulated stream of blood that pierces the whitewash of imagery from both sides of her as it winds its way down the screen to earth. She's supported by white maidens of sorts, each with their own frame, thus forming the triptych. United, they slowly acknowledge the viewer's presence by way of opening eyes and turning heads. All this amidst the permeating echo of some distant church choir holding a single note for eternity. It's incredibly beautiful work to walk in on.
That's a lovely description you just did there.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was away with words.
Pre-coffee, post-walk. That's the definition, the creative definition around that description. Beautiful. So much in there. Huge amounts of symbolism, which I'm really loving seeing come through in a lot of art. I always get very excited when I see a return to the old masters, or very...
A reflection on that era,
I love that. Tell us about the symbolism. You've got sort of geometric kind of three-dimensional oscillating orbs that are almost kind of hovering above a monk's hand, or someone that looks like a monk, covered in white, like goth almost.
Invert goth.
Firstly, can you tell us about the symbolism then? Why and what it means for your work?
Well, the area that I'm really interested in looking at is this kind of crossover between esoteric thought and scientific thought. So that area that people like the alchemists were working with in the past, when science and the occult, or science and mysticism, weren't so separated. So there was quite a crossover area where ideas around spirituality and transformation were still seen as being part of something that you could explore scientifically. So a lot of what was coming out in the Al Debo work is around alchemy, both material alchemy and sort of transformative alchemy. So the word Al Debo has got several different meanings. So it comes from the Latin whiteness, and in the scientific terms, it's a measure of reflectivity of light, so like the reflectivity of the sun against the earth or against other planets in the solar system. But it's also a stage in the alchemical process, the physical alchemical process of purification or whitening of the substance on its transformation from base metal into gold. And it can also be used as an expression of the transformation of flesh to spiritual substance. So it's got this really amazing kind of interrelating meanings that actually go really well with the work, because I was looking at these sort of otherworldly spaces that are inhabited by mystics and alchemists, and how those worlds interrelate with our own worlds, but kind of are separate but can be experienced. And in order to give the viewers some anchor points or some insight into the work, I used symbolism and kind of pose and gesture that was used in Baroque and Renaissance art. Mm-hmm. So it gives people that kind of in. So like you said,
absolutely,
you could see it, you could kind of recognise what was happening without directly knowing each symbol.
It is very much like that. There's there's slow movements and gestures are very Renaissance inspired, and the composition and everything and the triptych nature of it all, which is really amazing. So exploring the alchemy level of everything, did you discover any modern day, well, there are modern day alchemists, but
this seems to be quite an interest in sort of alchemical uses in art, in perhaps in a more physical sense, like transformation within materials and things that are being used. Like I spent quite a lot of time looking at Matthew Barney. He's a performance and video and sculptural artist, very, very famous. And in his latest work, River of Fundament, there's an element of alchemy where these cars, American classic cars, are being melted down and transformed into other things. So that kind of transformative process, whether it be metaphysical or physical, does appear in quite a lot of contemporary art, I think.
And it's so... it's so clear how that can relate to the spiritual transformation.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think about, well, Christianity and,
I
the triptych of the Holy Spirit, Jesus and God the Father, and the transformation.
It just runs through our mythologies and our sort of society's understanding of the physical to the metaphysical.
Do you think that it's as strong as a kind of intellectual thought or movement these days as it has been in the past?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of interest, but
it's hard to tell, when you're living in the here and now to sort of make that judgment, I suppose.
I mean, I certainly know a lot of people who are interested in that side of things, but I suppose, you know, scientific thought is a lot more materialistically based now. You know,
are we going deeper and more expansive? And
God, I don't know.
Yeah.
More advanced.
Well, can't you just answer these questions for us?
I wish I could, because that would give me a lot of answers as well.
So, tell us about your Perth show. So you've just finished your masters. Now you're exhibiting over in Perth.
That's exciting.
Great.
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
A friend of mine sent me a just a thing about a show that was going to be on in Perth, which was featuring esoteric artists. So it's a group show, international group show, of artists working with kind of esoteric subject matter. And I emailed Robert Baratti and said, hey, I've got this work that you might like. And he was like, yes, I want it in the show. So that was fantastic. A great way kind of into Australia and into showing internationally, I suppose. So yeah, the other artists, painters, photographers, sculptors, all working with kind of ideas around mysticism and the esoteric.
I really like that as a subject matter, and I guess for our listeners, you could put it as a parallel with this visual style of art, comparing it to maybe, not comparing it, but running parallel to surrealism. But I don't surrealism. I like the stuff that's like actually genuinely kind of discovery, intellectually, kind of scientifically exploratively.
Because there's definitely a crossover between sort of surrealism and the sort of esoteric art. Like, you know, there were artists in the modernist era who were crossing over in that way.
It's fascinating stuff. I want to read more about esotericness.
Yeah.
I can give you some good pointers.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much, Mary McGregor Reed, for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Congratulations on getting exhibited in Perth.
Thanks, yeah, it's great.
And do keep in touch. Thanks,
yes.
Amy Ralphini.
You're welcome, darling.
As always, we will see you next week.
You will.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.